This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yeah. Here we go. And your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the afternoons from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dave is producing the broadcast, the syndicated worldwide broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. Today we're going to talk about gold, silver, the United States dollar, will it fall? And more on survival economics with Frank Underhill. And maybe I'll tell you a story about a Baptist church in Springfield, Missouri, that hired 3 security guards to call the police on me if I showed up on their property. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. And there's a meetup tonight, Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri. Caleb Arthur is going to be with us, and he's with MissouriSunSolar.com. He's going to be talking about solar power for off-grid living and emergency survival. Tonight, 5:30, Ziggy's. Information's on the website. With us today is Frank Underhill. He's the CEO of Underhill Securities in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here again. How was your? Did it sound like your weekend a little bit more exciting than mine?
Yeah, well, I was kidding. Maybe in the second hour of the broadcast, I'll remind me, and I might share this story with you. But it was pretty exciting. Do you know a single person, Frank? Do you know one person who has ever been denied access to a church property? Do you know one? I mean, other than me.
I was going to say, other than yourself, no, I don't. That's pretty odd.
And it has nothing to do with me carrying a gun. It has nothing to do with it. Nothing that I know of. Anyway, Frank.
Well, that sounds juicy. We'll get into that in the next hour then. I'd like to hear that. It doesn't have anything to do with carrying a firearm that I don't know what else it could be, so the suspense is killing me.
Well, let's get into it next hour. Hey, let's see. So, we've got some articles on the website. There are a lot of them. Class, if you want to go to usapreparers.com, usaprepares.com, you get a chance to look at them. Nearly a quarter. That's like one out of 4 people in Washington, D.C., okay, are living on food stamps. In the nation's capital, that's a disgrace. It just kind of shows how mismanaged our government is. Nearly one out of 4 people are living on food stamps in Washington, D.C. Frank, what do you make of that?
Well, I'm not surprised, but the story that infuriated even more is in New York they want to ban the cup of coffee. Now, I don't care about the big gulps and all that stuff. I don't drink any of that stuff anyways. But take away my coffee, I don't know how I can function, or probably a lot of your listeners in the morning can't function without coffee. And an assault on coffee, I think, is, deplorable, especially when people either drink black or with no sugar. You know, me, I like sugar and cream in my coffee, but, you know, it's not hurting anybody. There's no fructose in it, no syrup. That's a little too far. And I think your listeners need to be aware. If this happens in one place, in one locale, this kind of philosophy can take hold in many other jurisdictions in this country. So it's just not a New York or like the food stamp thing in Washington there. This can happen anywhere, and the key to prevent it is not to let it happen at all.
Frank, I think what you're talking about is the New York City Mayor Bloomberg has a ban on drinks over 16 ounces, and the ban is for sugary drinks. The limit is 16 ounces. Now, where would this ban go into effect? Well, that'd be city restaurants, movie theaters, sports venues, street carts, and applies to both bottled and fountain drinks. So, but it does not apply to diet drinks. Now, here's where it's gone awry. First of all, there shouldn't be a ban on any size. If someone wanted to have a 128 ouncer, that ought to be okay too. That'd be a gallon, right? But you can buy bottled gallons of iced tea, right? But what they're talking about, I believe, is in cups. So why is it that you can't share, like two people can't share a large drink rather than buy two small ones? A lot of times Mrs. Finelli and I will share, a large drink because neither one of us wants a large drink, and it's less expensive to buy one large than it is to buy two smalls. So, we're thrifty minded, and why would we waste money? So we would buy the large instead of two smalls. But it doesn't ban chemical enhanced diet drinks. Now, you can have all the chemicals you want. You just can't have more than 16 ounces of sugar. Outrageous. And who is this guy Bloomberg anyway? He wants to be banned guns, and now he wants to ban drinks. He's got to go, right? He needs to be fired. New York, pay attention. Fire your mayor.
Well done.
I'd give you his phone number if I had it. I would.
But, Vincent, you look at the sharing of the drink. You go to a movie, and, they want like $6 for a large soda. And maybe 20 cents, if that to make it. Maybe the cup is more expensive than the product.
Yeah. No, I haven't been to a movie theater. Let's see, Ben-Hur. I went to see Ben-Hur. The Sound of Music. Now it's getting to be a stretch, trying to remember. Probably I've been to the movies once in the last 15 or 20 years. I just can't remember what it was. I think I went to a drive-in. There was a drive-in in Virginia when we lived there in the 1990s. So that was the last time. Maybe 1993 was the last time I've been to the movies. Took the whole family to a drive-in. We all got into the vehicle and watched some video that they needed to see. But that was it. That was it. So, Frank, what's going on with gold? What are your thoughts on that?
It's very convoluted right now, but I think for the most part you're starting to see the slide in gold abate here, and the drops aren't as drastic because I think what really is negative for gold is when you have foreign currency devaluations. Like if you had a devaluation or a downgrade of the euro, per se, that'll send gold down further. Or of the pound, or of the Canadian dollar, maybe, or of the yen. Foreign currencies really have a bearing on what the price of the bullion and the silver, to a degree, play into. However, the good news is I don't see a whole lot more of these currency downgrades occurring. I don't know how much further you can devalue the euro. It sold down to like 120 last year, and now it's sitting here at 135, 134. And really, and for the U.S. dollar to go up, there's not really interest, to boost the dollar. So if interest rates are staying near zero, The good news is there's not a big propensity to be investing in the dollar either. I think in the shorter term, that probably helps gold to a degree, if not stop the bloodletting. And you look at a lot of these miners, which I specialize in or focus on, and energy. They are trading at or near 52-week lows right now. And I think investors should probably take a another look at them. And for anyone who, say, bought these miners while they're way up, well, if people didn't want to sell and take profits and, you know, they're down here, maybe look at doing some slight accumulation. That being said, I don't really know how much lower foreign currencies can go, and I don't know how much higher the U.S. dollar can go. It's sitting here, I go to INO.com for the dollar quote and my gold and quote silver and so forth. And seeing the dollar trading up here at 82.5, 83 knocking on, that's pretty high. I don't know how much higher can go. It seems to come to this point, and then it starts to evade down into the high 70 area. So I think there is relief in sight. And, you know, and also granted, if the ground in, say, Europe looks better, I think watch out. I think gold can really rebound here. And not only just on that news, I think you probably even see a lot of massive short covering as well, too, probably moving the price of gold up higher yet. But the dollar has just been high, but it hasn't been high because of people wanting the U.S. dollar. It's high because people are moving out of foreign currencies into treasuries. But when their currencies start getting improvement and credit quality improves, then they'll start moving out of the dollar and into these foreign currencies again. So I think we're nearly at the end of this cycle.
Okay, so we're looking at gold and silver picking back up. Is that what you're saying?
I believe so. The fundamentals are there. The gold is mined, or gold is being mined, and it's deliverable. And, you know, let's face it, the United States Treasury is probably still printing more money quicker than, I mean, you know, not as quick as they can spend it.
Mm-hmm. We come back, Frank. I'd like to ask you what's happening in Las Vegas, Nevada. What's happening in the economy there? Is it picking up or not? And what's going on with housing that you see and prices that you see and feel and touch? I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank, you know, I mentioned this at the 8 o'clock broadcast, white-collar crime. You know, a person, like my mom and my dad named me at birth. You know, they gave me my name, Vincent Finelli. And they didn't have to pay for that. They just named me, and I still have that name, and I have not had to annually renew my name, you know, in 60 years. I have not had to do that. But when you get a driver's license, there's an annual renewal fee. If you have an automobile registration, an annual renewal fee. Dog, you have a dog, annual license fee. Some credit cards, annual fee. Property taxes, annual. Personal property taxes, annual. So here in Missouri, they want to tax me on every cow, and they have been. For 7 years, they've been taxing me for every single cow. And in Virginia, they've been taxing me for every cow. Tractors, how many tractors do you have? And they tax me to keep my tractors. Trailers, they tax me to keep my trailers. They tax me for my equipment. And the reason I'm hot about this is I have 41 registered domain names. And in order for me to keep my registered domain names like usaprepares.com, .net, .org, .mobi, .info, all those, I have to pay an annual fee. Who dreams this stuff up other than governments, right?
It's all a form of taxation is what it is. And, you know, being taxed on cows, I've never heard of that before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So what happens, Frank, what happens is, you know, I earn a living, and I have to pay all the federal taxes and, this, you know, and the state tax, income tax. And then when I go to buy cows, I buy cows with the after-tax money. Okay? Now, let's say I want to keep one of those cows. I have to pay another tax to keep that cow for the year. And then next year, if I want to keep that cow, I have to pay another tax. and another tax for as long as that cow stays on my property. I have to pay the government to keep my cow. And then the government wants to register my cows so that if I sell one, they want me to implant the cow with a chip, and then they want me to pay another $40 during the transfer to another, to a finishing yard where they'll feed the cow grain and fatten him or her up so they can sell it, as meat. So I get taxed on the income that I use to buy the cow. I get taxed to keep the cow, and then I'm going to be taxed to sell the cow. And then I get taxed on the profit I make from raising the cow. Unbelievable. Who are these people? They all, every single one of them in this food chain we're talking about, this government food chain. I was going to say government conspiracy. Can I say government conspiracy? I think it is. They all need to be fired, every single one of them. And if you have a representative who isn't reducing your taxes, you need to fire that representative too. I don't care whether they're gun, pro-gun, anti-gun, it doesn't matter. If they are not reducing your tax rate and tax and types of taxes, they need to be fired, every single one of them. Did I say something you disagree with?
No, this is a state of socialism is what you're talking about. When you have, when they don't do it by law, but through taxation, that's another way of keeping down the entrepreneurial class and stifling growth.
Absolutely.
Something I'm squarely against. And, I pay out tens of thousands of dollars in fees and licenses and taxes and audit every year myself. And it all seems to go with the territory. Everybody, of course, if you have your own business, you pay everybody before you see a dime for yourself. It's a pretty big hill to climb up. And unfortunately, tens of millions of people do this every month, every day, every year, and they reconcile at the end of the year and still pay at the end of the year. So, if you think it's over, come April, when your taxes are due, guess again. It's just like an ongoing cycle of window mail and revenue grabbing.
You're absolutely right. And it makes me crazy. It absolutely makes me crazy. If you're wondering why the country is falling down, the entrepreneurial spirit is being stifled. It's being hampered. It's being oppressed by who? The government. And what do these guys in government do? They start wars. They start more wars. They get us killed. They poison us like Mayor Bloomberg.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th.
Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
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 We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank, we were talking about sugary drinks, and I think it's great. There's an article on the website, USAprepares.com. Starbucks is going to defy New York City Mayor Bloomberg's big drink ban. I'll tell you what, I love it. I love it when we use common sense. Now, I'm bordering on the edge of saying, you know, civil disobedience is called for when these types of actions by the oppressive government are enacted. I have called for people in the Springfield community who plant gardens in their yard, and then the zoning people come around and say, you know what, you're going to be fined if you plant that garden, or if you don't return it to grass. People need to eat, and I do advocate violating zoning in those cases, absolutely. Now, I do think that we should keep our yards neat and clean and that kind of thing, too. But if people need to eat and they want to plant a yard garden to raise food, I see no problem with doing that, especially because they are paying the taxes and it's their property. Okay, so, and I think it's wonderful that Starbucks is going to defy Mayor Bloomberg's big drink ban. Now, what is the mayor going to do? Is he going to shut down Starbucks? I doubt it, because they pay taxes. I think it's a great stalemate that that Starbucks is engaging in. Frank, your thoughts?
Well, as I was saying in the first segment there, I think it's like, come on, you know, cutting off coffee is terrible, you know, and it really, it hasn't proven to really harm anybody, I don't think.
Well, some doctors will tell you that, you know, a reasonable amount of coffee is good for your circulatory system. It helps the thinking process. It's not bad at all. Now, overdosing in anything, I think, is bad, or overdoing anything, even too much chocolate is bad. But, you know, in reasonable amounts, I totally agree. And, class, I drink coffee in the studio the entire time, or tea, green tea or coffee, the entire time I'm broadcasting. So out of a USAPrepares.com coffee mug, black ceramic coffee mug, which will be available at the Get Prepared Expo. As a matter of fact, Frank, what we do is we charge about $7 and change for these coffee mugs, and we provide the full weekend of coffee for that $7 and change, and you get to keep this black ceramic coffee mug. It's not a junky mug. It's a nice mug. It's not like a disposable styrofoam cup. It's something that you know, people seem to want to collect.
Vincent, I'm just about to jump out of my seat. Like, people in life have very few luxuries, and for most people, like myself, a cup of hot brewed coffee or, you know, in the morning is a luxury. I like to have sugar. I like to have some cream to smooth it out a bit. And it's like how I like to start my day. You know, I don't go and eat a whole bunch of donuts and eat bacon and eggs and all this other stuff, processed foods every morning. But I do like a cup of coffee. And, you know, and again, it's silliness. How far can these bureaucrats go? Like, you know, and, you know, part of the program you have is, you know, is freedom, and everything we talk about. See, you know, there's always people that want to encroach on freedom and liberties, you know, and this is where you do a good service to the listeners. And I hope more people take your program seriously and listen to what you say. And regardless whether it's, you know, growing your own food or your own wind power or living off the grid or services like myself, Vincent, you do a very invaluable service. Really, you do. You know, you do. It's great that we have these forums where we can talk about this. And people say, oh, well, I'm not the only one. Glad I'm not the only one who thinks like this. So keep it up.
Frank, let me share this with you. I've said on the air publicly a number of times. I don't know how many times, but when I'm in Springfield, Missouri, when I broadcast from that particular studio at the headquarters of KWTO, I walk in to see the ladies in the front office. It's like once a week I'll check in with them and I'll say, hey, have you guys gotten any complaints about our broadcast? And it's always the same answer. No. Since we've been on the air for about 2 years now, we've received 3 complaints, and that was in the very beginning, and we haven't received one for like 23 months. And I say some things that are pretty outrageous compared to what most of the broadcasters say. I give out the cell phone numbers of Missouri state representatives. And in the afternoon broadcast, I give out the city managers of Springfield, Missouri. I give out his phone number. I tell people he makes $200,000 a year. He's poisoning us. He's putting fluoride in the water. And I say, call Greg Burris. Give him a call right now, 417-864-1001. Call him. Tell him he's fired for trying to poison us and not stopping. And they do. But I've still only gotten those original 3 complaints. The point is, Frank, I believe that there are a lot of people who absolutely agree with us. And that's why they're not complaining. Because if they didn't agree with us, they would be complaining. I really mean that. So I think what we all need to do as men is we need to become men again. We have been poisoned with fluoride. We are becoming couch potatoes. We're becoming fat. We're becoming lazy. We don't want to get involved. And, you know, how many people, and I said this at Ziggy's, if there were a fight outside Ziggy's in the parking lot or across the street there, you know, on a Monday night, how many people would actually go out there and do the right thing and break it up? Or would they let somebody get killed? Okay. I think a lot of people would just stand at their windows and kind of look and say, wow, there's a fight. Wow. Huh. Look, that guy just got shot or he got stabbed. I don't think we would get involved. I don't think we stop to help people change their tires. I don't think we help the stranded motorists. We're too busy and it's not our problem. And let's just forget that it happened and keep driving down the road. I don't know what has happened to us as a society, but it's not good. It really is not good. There's an article on the website. Let me see if I can find it. 80% of New York City graduates that can't read well enough to enter the community colleges of New York City. 80% can't read. How the heck did we enable our government and let these teachers and administrators and school districts say, you know, the problem is we need more money. They've been getting more and more and more. A teacher makes like $65,000 to $75,000 a year on average in New York City. I'm going from memory here. And it's still not enough. It's still not enough to teach our children how to read where 100% of them read well enough to get into a community college. Now, a community college is the lowest level of college. Almost anybody can get into a community college. But 80% of New York City graduates can't read well enough to do it. It's absolutely outrageous. That's why we took our children out of public school, because they were getting dumber by the minute. Well, boy, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Again. Frank, do you see a lot of children not being able to do as well in academic classes as you and I did when we went to school?
Well, you do see it. You see young kids are probably even more of a deficit because they're more interested in what goes on their iPhone than they are what's going on in the classroom. They're more interested in video games. So, you know, look, Vincent, I think you and me and your audience, they didn't have these devices back then. And you see, today it is acceptable to not succeed in life, but to be dependent on the food stamps or go into bankruptcy or go into foreclosure or whatnot. That seems to be the gold standard these days. And as we were talking earlier, that the government has no choice but to tax people like you and I more and more, because the kid on the iPhone or the person who has the minimum wage job simply does not have the taxable income. So the government has to draw revenues from other sources, and we're it. And I think this is just going to be continuing more and more down the pipe, I believe.
I agree. Frank, I used to teach college classes, and I used to teach high school back in Virginia. And, teachers can set up their own classrooms. You know, there's generally no rules as to the seating arrangements and the seating plan and the seating design in a classroom. But if you look, most classrooms are set up the same way. All of the students' desks face the front, the blackboard, right? They face the front. And there are students that sit in the front, some sit in the middle, some sit in the left, some sit in the right, some sit in the back. Okay. When I taught, I had about, let's say 25 students on average in my classroom for classroom discussion. And what I would do is I would get 30 chairs, and I would set them in a circle. So everybody is facing everybody else. And 30 chairs and 25 students. Now, what does that mean? That means that there are five empty seats, right? Well, that means that the students, there will be gaps in the circle where the students have these five empty chairs. And the empty chairs always are scattered around the circle. They're not five empty chairs next to each other. It never happens. So what I would do is I would sit in one of those empty five chairs when I taught the class. And then for a couple minutes. And then I would get up and sit in another empty seat around the circle for a few minutes. And then I would get up. So I was constantly moving around the circle. Now, why would I do that? Because everybody sitting near me was on the hot seat. Everybody. That meant they know I was going to turn left or right and face them and ask them a question, which meant they had to do their homework or they were going to look foolish. How long did it take for them to learn? Two classes. I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I've been thinking about the story with the Baptist Church. I guess we'll do it next hour. I decided that I'll share that story with you next hour. It's about Vinny and the Baptist Church in Springfield, Missouri. And man, oh man, Frank, do you think the dollar is going to fall?
I believe so, because, you know, what keeps currencies up are interest rates. You know, the higher a country's interest rates are, the more likely investors or income-oriented investors look into it. And with the absence of hiking of interest rates, I don't think the dollar can carry on and go higher. I think it has to abate here. And absent increasing interest rates, it's probably a dollar probably is going to tend to go lower. And like I said, the only reason why it's up is because foreign currencies are going down. But once foreign currencies start to get, you know, creditworthiness in their notes, I could really see the dollar coming down hard, actually.
Frank, I wonder, as we look at the currencies, how do we ever get along without manipulated currencies? Here's where I'm going with this. For example, before we had the Pentagon, we never lost a war. Never. After the Pentagon, we've never won a war. Okay? Before the Federal Reserve, inflation was virtually non-existent. Since the Federal Reserve, inflation's out of control. We've got so many people on food stamps. Frank, there's a record number of Americans that are not in the labor force. Now, this number to me is absolutely staggering. 89 million Americans are not in the labor force. That's almost 100 million Americans. There's only a little over 300 million of us. That's roughly one in three of us is not in the labor force. Now, I understand that there are grandmothers and there are grandfathers and there are babies and there are small children. I understand that. But one out of three of us, roughly, is not in the labor force. How can that be? We are falling down. It's the worst it's ever been.
It is. And I don't really see things picking up either on that front. It takes a lot to bring unemployment down. But, you know, again, Vincent, if unemployment did go down, the tax base would be increasing and these deficits would go down. But until that number you alluded to is greatly reduced, we're going to be in this continuous pattern of high deficits and out of control spending. The tax base simply isn't there to pay for all this. Period.
Frank, it brings to mind the term jobless recovery. I don't know who invented that. It has to be a government term, a jobless recovery. It's impossible to have a jobless recovery. It's impossible to have a jobless economy. It's impossible for everybody to be on the dole and survive as a nation. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. And that's where we're headed. We have so many rules and so many regulations that it's darn near impossible to start a company today. I don't know any individuals. Now this is serious. I don't know any individuals who are actively talking about starting a business. Do you?
Not here, no. Not at all. You know, it's interesting. And last week, I was reading the Las Vegas Sun, and they were saying how a big land deal on the Strip happened here. And you're going to break. We'll pick it up when you come back.
Frank Underhill's with us. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. I'll probably talk about the Baptist Church and Vin Finelli and the land deal with Frank Underhill. Hour number two coming up, USAPrepares.com.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.